On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. Glad to have each and every one of you joining us on this absolutely gorgeous Monday night. You know, they said it was supposed to rain all week. At least that's what the Apple widget told me, was that it was supposed to rain all week. I'll tell you what, I don't know what part of the DFW we're in today. I was bebopping around Arlington, Louisville, Flower Mound today, and guess what? Nothing but blue sky, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing but blue sky. But blue sky. Dun, 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 dun. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. Tell you what, that rain was not nice yesterday, though, driving through as I was coming back from Topeka.
That's one of my favorite songs.
It's a great song.
I don't know the song at all. I just played along.
And yeah, well, you knew where you I could tell where you were going with it, yeah, though. Yeah. You know, so.
And had to pick up a tempo.
That's it. Have you? Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. Did you buy your electric guitar yet? You and Bruce were supposed to do that last week. And, I mean, look, I upheld my end of what I was going to do last week, and that was drive to Kansas and help my sister move. You and Bruce were supposed to go get an electric guitar.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and, based off your silence and bleep-eating grin, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, no, you did not get said electric guitar.
Yeah, it just didn't happen.
Mm. Not about that life is what it sounds like to me. Not
sure does.
About that. You got an electric guitar?
I sure do.
Ross.
Should I make it happen tomorrow?
Ross.
You absolutely can make it happen tomorrow. What are you looking for?
Oh, Ross is holding your feet to the fire now. Yeah. See, I don't know anything about electric guitars.
Fine.
So
it's fine. We'll talk off air. You know, I want to be giving away my, you know, my musical.
You don't
thoughts.
Have anything to give away.
I do.
No, you don't.
Got a lot to give away.
No, you don't. No, you just don't want to be called out for not doing it.
No free game.
Blake, you can't BS a BSer.
Thank
no
you.
No free game.
No free game? What game are you giving out?
He's no like, I got free this, game.
Got this really nice Yamaha guitar I'm looking at.
Seriously. You got an acoustic, huh?
This dude's over here playing Guitar Hero. That's not a real guitar. You know that, right?
What?
They're just buttons.
No, I know.
Could inspire you to play guitar. Work
I mean,
for me.
It could. It could. But let Blake tell it. Blake's over here trying to hook that thing into a wah-wah paddle. And, oh, we got it.
Just wait till I'm shredding.
You know what? I hope you do shred. I'm rooting for
I'm
you.
I'm nasty with the shreds.
I am. Are you?
You might want to see a doctor about that.
So I thought while we were planning the show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Give me some good.
Give me some rock. Give me a rock band.
Give me a rock band because I don't want any.
I'll tell you what. I want November Rain. I want November Rain because it's the anniversary of that. It's the anniversary of November Rain. Tell you what, Mr. You Know Game, who does November Rain with one of the illest guitar solos of this generation? Go ahead. Tell us.
Is it a band or a person?
Oh, it's a band.
Okay.
Oh, it's a band.
Not Metallica.
No.
It's not giving AC/DC.
$1.5 million was how much it cost for the 1991, if I'm not mistaken, November Rain.
The song sounds familiar.
Yeah. Anybody with a brain and a pulse should know what November Rain.
I don't know.
Wait till the song. Wait till he starts playing it.
Okay. So I thought while we were planning the show, we're going to do around the NFL later, but what teams.
9 o'clock.
That weren't good last year.
Yeah.
Sleeper teams that we think will be decent.
Hold on. You don't know who this is?
Prince? I mean, it's giving like Prince on the.
Not Prince. I said it was a band.
I know. I'm just saying.
Prince is a person.
I mean, there's one person playing the guitar right now. Very soft.
Well, actually, that's the piano that's being played.
Okay, right. It's super soft. I can't.
But is it Prince or is it the artist formerly known as Prince?
Right. Or is it The Generation?
Or is it Snoop Lion?
That's right. What are you guys doing right now? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, clearly.
This is a movie?
Mr. No Free
Poor
Game.
Poor sweet summer child.
I'll tell you what. When I look into your eyes.
This is a slow song?
Oh, no. It picks up.
It's not picking up
it
right
picks
now.
Up.
Okay, so
they've got a famous guitarist too.
What team? Okay, I have one cheat team on here that was good last year. That I think he's just gonna take another step and be like contending
take
for
it to the next level
to the conference championship. The rest of the teams,
Commanders.
The rest of the teams sucked last year, and I think they're gonna be good this year. So I'll go ahead and get my boring one out.
When
the way.
When we say good, what do we mean?
More
like winning record,
doubling their win total.
I don't know that I have four teams that are going to go from non, you know.
I have to pull up
not
NFL
great too.
Records.
I mean, my number four team is the Cowboys.
Cowboys, okay.
That's my number four sleeper team. I'm telling you right now, I think the Cowboys are going to surprise some people. I really, really do. And I'm not just saying that because I'm the new guy. I'm saying that because I believe it. And I am a Brian Schottenheimer believer. And I have been one since the day he was hired. Book it. Mark it down. Your boy's on the Brian Schottenheimer bandwagon.
So how many wins did they improve from last year?
I mean, I've got them going 11-6. By the way, have you guys seen what ChatGPT said about what the Cowboys are going to do this year? Also said 11-6. Have them losing in the wild card.
Wow, surprising.
Way to go, ChatGPT. You're really sitting on a ledge.
The best way to predict the future.
And they have well, but here's the part that really blew my mind. They have Dak throwing for 4,900 yards. Well, they've got him going for 1,000 yards, and they've got CeeDee going for 1,200. So 2,200 yards just between those two alone.
Other 8,000 is from Mingo? 8,800?
The other 2,700 is from Mingo, Tolbert, and Spanford.
Spanford love over here. Okay, my team, that's kind of my cheat team, is the Broncos. We're both on the Broncos bandwagon. I think the Broncos are going to be disgusting. Like, if you told me the Denver Broncos were a couple plays away from being to the AFC Championship, I would not think you're a crazy person. Okay. I think the Broncos, you know, they had like the best defense last year, like stat wise.
Oh no, that defense is legit, and that defense has been good for a few years now.
And
their offense has been terrible.
Arguably, maybe the best defensive player in football that's not a defensive end, and Pat Surtain.
Yeah,
who I think is clearly the best corner right now.
Great coach, been there before, not afraid to let his presence be felt.
I'm a huge fan of what the Broncos got going over there. And then who did they draft this year? I think that's important as well. What team did I say again?
The Broncos. The Broncos.
I know, I'm trying to see if I can. They got R.J. Harvey as their running back, who I'm a big fan
of. Yeah, the kid from Central Florida.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
We were fans of him.
They picked up Dre Greenlaw in the offseason.
They did. Because he picked them over the Cowboys, didn't he?
And they drafted my boy Jahdae Barron, Thorpe winner.
They did get Jahdae Barron.
And they got Hufanga from the safety from
sorry,
the
what?
Niners.
I'm sorry, what?
Hufanga.
I'm sorry. Bazoon tight.
So their defensive, we already just both agreed, probably top one, if not top three at worst. They got Jahdae.
Oh, it's definitely a top five of defense.
They got Dre Greenlaw, Hufanga, and Jahdae Barron added to that defense.
Jahdae.
I am a huge believer in the Denver Broncos.
I love that pick. I like that Broncos pick. That's a good one.
That's kind of my one that they were already good last year, but I think they're going to take another step like a Commanders-esque.
Right.
They're competing in the AFC.
Right. The Texans would be, if kind of like that outside team, if the Broncos are yours, I could see the Texans being that. Now, the only thing I'm worried about with the Texans is this. One, you know, you got rid of your offensive coordinator after 2 years, okay? Now, you did bring in another McVay disciple, so you like that aspect of it. And, of course, he was a tight ends coach, which you and some other internet nerd have some tight end theory, which I don't disagree with. At first, I poo-pooed it, but I do buy it now. Here's my concern if you're a Texans fan. C.J. Stroud isn't even throwing at minicamp and OTAs.
With the soreness, right?
He's got soreness. What? Sore from what? Your season's been over for 4 months. What's the deal with okay, sore. So just, again, just a little cause for concern, because that defense is a defense that continues to get better. That's what D'Amico Ryans does. You just brought in Nick Chubb. They've got your favorite wide receiver in the world in Nico Collins.
Yeah,
okay, you drafted half of the Iowa State offensive room. So, you know, now that offensive line's a tram sham mockery, so it'll be interesting to see what that does. But the Texans are a team that I would keep an eye on as well, as far as outside looking in, even though they were a playoff team.
My next team that was nowhere close to the playoffs, I think will take a jump, and I think will usurp Fred's Houston Texans in the division.
Wow.
As much as I actually am.
I love that word,
a,
by the way. I love the fact that you, not only did you use that word, but you use it correctly. Continue.
Yes. Not only do I love the Texans, and I like the players that they got going on over there. I think I'm a big CJ Stroud fan.
Be careful here in Dallas saying that.
Okay, I like the Texans. Yeah. I like the vibe they got going on when I'm not rooting for the Cowboys. The Jacksonville Jaguars are my next sleeper team.
Of course they are.
I think is, and I'm not even a big Trevor Lawrence guy. I've been very much
we know,
I'm not
you're
a big,
Travis Hunter guy.
But I am a Travis
we
Hunter
know.
Guy,
we
and this guy
Travis
is
Hunter.
A superstar. This guy is going to play both ways and be a superstar. He is going to make.
Hope.
He's going to be all rookie defense, all rookie offense.
He's not going to be all rookie offense.
Just wait.
I mean, him making plays against Jaguars players. I
just wait.
Again,
Fred.
We'll wait and see.
So I think they got a little bit of an underrated team that no one really likes to talk about. Brian Thomas Jr. is a very good receiver.
All jokes aside, though, I don't hate that choice either. But the Jaguars are that team that we've been saying for the last half decade, here come the Jags.
I would say
here come the Jags.
Random side note, two quarterbacks that we put a lot on their plate and they really haven't lived up to their expectations, and we talk about them, so it's not like I'm not saying anything new. This is a make it or break it year, I think, for a lot of quarterbacks, obviously, but two in particular. Trevor Lawrence, obviously, and Kyler Murray. At some point, the whole you were the number one pick and you were so great in high school doesn't matter. I mean, it already hasn't kind of mattered for both of those guys, but at this point,
They've shown flashes,
and Trevor Lawrence has gotten a contract. Kyler Murray has gotten a contract.
And Trevor Lawrence has won a playoff game.
Has won a playoff game, but at what point are they going to be number one pick? Jaden Daniels, I'm putting the team on my back, who was the number two pick.
Yeah,
put the team on my back.
Oh, by the way, let's also look at what Jaden Daniels was surrounded with.
The only caveat I have with this, and we'll move on to the next teams, is I think all of us, not saying you, have a little bit of foresight, or excuse me, a little bit of hindsight with it, because we were not hyping up the Commanders team going into the season. We didn't say, man, they got
some people were.
We got this coordinator. They're going to be awesome. They're going to put up 35 points.
Hey, Sweet Willie C.
Okay,
Will Chambers
called
it. I feel like Will Chambers called the Commanders. And I think, didn't Wolchuk call the Commanders too on G-Bag?
All I know is even we had all these NFL insiders on. And when the playoffs started, we're talking about, man, the NFC is anyone's game. The AFC is going to be these couple teams.
Yeah, we said Chiefs and Ravens.
We said it's anyone's team. I remember these conversations vividly. It is anybody's team in the NFC except the Commanders. We said it. The NFL
the
insiders we had
nowhere.
On. And the next thing you know, they're just winning games. And now we look at them like, well, yeah, they got a great situation. This receiver and that receiver and this defense and this coordinator. But
they did get hot. And oh, by the way, I mean, let's not pretend like Dan Quinn hasn't been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, let's not pretend Dan Quinn hadn't been to a Super Bowl. And let's not pretend like... I don't know that Cliff Kingsbury is a great head coach because he's really never proven it at either the college or professional level, but is he the perfect example of a guy that is a great coordinator? 100%.
Last note on the Jags, they got Patrick McCurry from Baltimore, the guard, difference maker. So I'm going to put the Jags my second team with the Broncos.
I don't hate the Jaguars' choice. I really, really don't. I'm with you on that. All right, so you've got two. I'll give you my second, and then we'll give you our top two in the next segment as well. We'll do a little audio as well. My number three is the Raiders. I'm sticking in the AFC West.
I thought about them, but Geno
Look, Geno, no. Here's the thing about Geno. Let's not pretend that Geno's not a solid NFL quarterback.
He is like the definition of 15.
He absolutely, look, Geno Smith, what? 4,300 yards last year, 20-some-odd touchdowns, what, 7-8 interceptions, okay? He's not going to blow your socks off or whatever with the way his stats are like that. But can he win you football games? Absolutely.
Why do you think Tom Brady picked him? I think that is such an interesting – Tom Brady picked him. I don't care what anybody else says. Tom Brady knew exactly what he was doing and picked Geno Smith based on the options he had. I don't think he had, obviously, the whole league in front of him.
Right.
But why do you think he picked Geno Smith? It was intentional. He didn't slip and be like, oh, I accidentally got Geno Smith. He has a plan. It's going to be 3-4 years. We look down and something's cooking. Something. I don't think this is an accident or I guess I got to pick Geno and I could have had this guy.
I think Pete Carroll wanted him.
Okay. I think that's fair.
I think that was Pete Carroll's doing.
Like Tom just kind of
because here's
it.
The thing. You need to establish some respectability
before you can even
we don't have the benefit of tanking and seeing, but you've tanked for long enough. Like the Raiders have been a bleep show long enough. Like you just need to win some games right now.
When was the last time the Raiders had a top five pick and picked a quarterback?
I mean, not in my lifetime. Yeah.
I mean, that's what they should do.
I mean, Derek Carr was a second-round pick.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, they wanted to. They wanted Michael Penix last year. And guess what? What was it? Well, no, was he the sixth or the eighth pick?
Eighth.
Because you took
eighth.
Tyree or whatever.
Tyree
the dude
Wilson
from
Tech?
Yeah, you took Tyree Wilson from Texas Tech.
That wasn't the same year as Penix, though.
Was it the year before? Oh, yeah. that's right. Yeah. That was the year before they took him. Because I think they were, like a 10th pick or something like that?
Yeah, the Raiders were...
They wanted. That's what it was. I feel like they wanted Michael Penix last year, but the Falcons took him before he could get to him. And then, what surprises me the most, of all the teams that passed on Shador, the fact that the Raiders passed on him.
And Tom was loving him up. That's his.
I thought
that
was his guy. Right.
Together.
So that to me, I'm less perplexed about them getting.
Remember?
Well, no, I knew that, but I'm saying. I mean, you know, it's not like you didn't have the second, third, and fourth rounds to go get Shador.
They wanted Jack Besh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what flummoxes me the most is the fact that...
They actually drafted a quarterback, Cam Miller.
Well, they drafted two quarterbacks. Now, one of them they're going to convert to a wide receiver. Now, that's got Tom's fingerprints all over it because they're saying this kid could be another Julian Edelman. All right, coming up next, we gave you our four and our three. Who are our top two sleepers that we like going into the 2025 NFL season? Plus a couple audio. We got some fair fouls. So much to get to. Your texts and more. Don't go anywhere.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Was that the band Jet that was playing right there?
Yeah, it sure is. Are you gonna be my girl? That's
how about
rock
that
band
little
one, baby?
Little shout out to the newest guy here at 105.3 The Fan. Our boy Jet Nelson. What a name, by the way. Jet Nelson almost sounds made up. almost sounds like a fictional character.
Sounds like he's running for Congress.
Really does. Either that or he's a quarterback on College Football 26.
Yeah.
Hailing from Arlington Martin, a four-star prototype pocket passer. Now, would Jet be a dual threat, or is he more of a stay-in-the-pocket kind of quarterback?
I feel like we got to get to know Jet better. I think he needs to answer that question. What kind of quarterback would you be if you were to create yourself?
I always kind of thought I was a pocket passer.
Okay.
I mean, you just get
pocket passer vibes from you.
You know, feel the field a little better.
Yeah.
Find those receivers.
Read the defense.
Definitely in the pocket.
Find the pockets of the defense. You
know? That's it.
Finding the gaps. I will say, I got lost.
Yeah, not surprised.
I was lost.
How do you get lost? It's literally on the 10th floor.
Well, because I go to two different vending machines.
Oh.
I like to switch it up.
You like to go to the one on the 5th floor, too?
Yeah. But see, that's the problem. Now.
Shout out to our sister station, 1080 KRLD.
Now, there's too much gaps in between when I've gone.
Was there anybody out there?
Well, no. What I do is I click the floor, not knowing if the vending machine's to the left or the right, because it's different on both floors. So I went to the 10th floor, walked to the right, and saw that there was no vending machine.
I was telling Lucius last week, the 10th floor gives me haunted house vibes.
10th floor is scary.
Okay. The like music's playing and there's nobody, you know, there's buttons being pushed. You're like, I don't see a DJ.
I look at every room as I walk by.
What's going on in there?
A lot of automation going on.
I hear music, but I don't see anybody behind the microphone.
You just hear, we love that you are walking through the station right now. Whoa.
Welcome into the spot. who's ready for some dishwalla? Tell me all your thoughts on God.
Just randomly as you're just walking by.
You're like, I just want a Diet Dr. Pepper. That's all I want.
Can you tell a lot about somebody based on what they get out of a vending machine?
I think so.
I think they should do a psychological study on that.
I'm sure someone's done it. I'm sure some school somewhere. East Central University as you're rolling through Oklahoma. Who came up with East Central University?
It'll never be as good as my personal favorite. University of Maryland University College.
I just run out of names, man.
Let me just say that real quick.
One more time.
University of Maryland University College.
Mm.
University's in there twice and college is in there once. It's just like, hey guys, how do we really trick people into thinking that this is a real accredited university? Just put a variation of college in there three times.
Here's the real question. When's the University of Phoenix going to start athletics?
Didn't one of the schools that were only online do athletics and they did good in football or basketball or something?
You're thinking of Grand Canyon.
Was that Grand Canyon?
GCU.
Yes.
That was only
we got
an online school.
The Antelopes. We got into that. We had a deep conversation about the Antelopes and their run.
My last side tangent, then we'll get into these top two more sleeper teams.
This show sucks. WTF is happening.
I just had a weird thought. I don't know how we got here in my head.
There's no telling.
But
the 5th floor.
The 5th floor. My first school project, I remember, cardboard.
Yeah.
What is that called? Tri-cardboard, where it's three sides?
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
What's the name of that?
I don't know.
We'll call it tri-cardboard. Yeah. You know what I'm referring to.
Yeah.
And I did the science experiment. This is back in the day when it was real science experience, you know, the other parents come in there, the teachers are there, and they're grading them, giving you awards.
Volcanoes are exploding.
Like, it was a real deal. I did Gatorade versus water.
Okay.
Which one's better for you?
Okay. I'm sure water was the winner, right?
Water was the winner. Yeah. But I felt like I was on top of the world finding out that electrolytes. I was like, Mom, you're never going to believe this.
You know, it's sugars in Gatorade? My God.
Why are the athletes drinking this?
Here's the real question, and I already know the answer to this, and I think there may only be one other person in this area, and I'm talking about Lucius in the back there still grinding away. Have any of you drank Gatorade out of a glass bottle?
Are you talking about like out of the can?
No.
Glass bottle.
I get a Gatorade from my refrigerator. I transfer it to a glass cup.
No,
how it came.
I'm talking about it was in a glass bottle.
The best I can do is I had it in an aluminum can, like how you have a Coke.
Right.
I had it when I was in the hospital.
Yeah.
That's the only time I've had Gatorade not in its natural form.
Yeah, it's not. Well, yeah. Gatorade in a glass bottle. Elite.
No, I think we can all agree that glass/aluminum tastes better and enhances the drink more than plastic.
I don't know. All I can speak to is back in the day when your boy was getting his drink on glass bottles. Now, if we're going to drink Natty Light, I mean, I don't even think Natty Light comes in bottles. I mean, let's be real for a minute, okay?
It's like putting a PBR in a glass bottle. It's like,
who's doing it?
More of a Keystone.
We know what you're here for, and it's not that.
It's, you know, no one's drinking. You're not drinking Natty Light because you like beer.
Let's be real. Give me Keystone over. Okay.
Okay.
Final two teams.
You're number two.
I already said the Broncos and Jaguars, the teams that I think
I said
they're going to take a
lead. I said Cowboys and Raiders.
So I'm glad we haven't said the same team. I love it. It's good for variety. My next team on here is going to be the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh.
And now I'm kind of going against my own heart. Like, I think the Texans are a better team. I like them more. Yeah. I think that the Buccaneers, y'all know I'm a Baker Mayfield fan. I think they're a better team. They're going to win the division. But I also just got to look around, and if I think a team that's not being talked about enough that I think could be decent next year, and one of those being the Atlanta Falcons, I think, obviously, having Kirk Cousins out of there, it's all Michael Penix season, so he's getting all the one reps. I think Drake London's going to emerge as one of the better receivers in football. You obviously got Bijan, and we all know what he was about. Year two of him finally getting unleashed. Year two running backs usually do pretty, pretty well. Kyle Pitts.
It's TBD on him.
Hopefully the guy can finally put it together, but the real reason I'm putting them as
allegedly
a sleeper,
the Steelers are kicking the tires on Kyle Pitts.
They need to figure it out. The real reason that I'm putting them there is because of what they've done to their defense.
Yeah.
They drafted Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. Now, some would say they overpaid. It's up for you to sure debate. Did. But either way, they got the players. And they got Xavier Watts, I think, out of Notre Dame as the safety. Yeah. We'll be giving some spot back there. And they still got A.J. Terrell, Jesse Bates, the main guys are there. So your thoughts on the Falcons taking a little bit of a leap?
I don't mind it at all.
What they were one game off. Remember, they lost the final game of the year.
Well, they kind of choked down the stretch.
Yeah, they lost. They needed one of the last two. They lost both.
They lost. My only concern is Raheem Morris.
Fair concern.
Okay. And we loved Raheem up at the beginning of the season. I just wonder, is he another guy that is a better coordinator than he is a head coach? And we are going to find out this year because, and maybe not this year per se, but it just feels like that team just seemed, like I say, lost. But you just kind of, there were times when you watched the Falcons and they just didn't seem like a disciplined group. And so Raheem Morris is my biggest question mark because, like you said, they've made, you got your quarterback squared away. You got pieces on offense. All right, now I want to. Didn't they draft a wide receiver as well?
Nope. No receivers drafted. They got Darnell Mooney, London.
Okay,
Drake
maybe that's
London,
what I'm thinking.
Ray McCloud.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Is the because they signed Darnell Mooney a year ago, but so maybe that's what I'm thinking of. But
they went defense, defense, defense.
No, they did go defense, defense, defense this year. Meanwhile, Florida is putting it on the Edmonton Oilers 3-1 with 17 minutes left to go in the second period.
They also got Leonard Floyd, who's, you know, not terrible at football.
No, I agree with that. So, no, I don't mind that at all. Like I said, my biggest question mark is going to be, can Raheem get these boys rocking and rolling?
I forgot to mention when I was talking about the Jags, they did sign Jordan Lewis, who I think is one of the better slot corners. So that's also another.
They did. No, they absolutely did. I mean, it's Liam Cohen season in Jacksonville because you just, for whatever reason, you brought in Urban Meyer thinking, okay, guy was great. The guy's great in college, a master in college. Thought, okay, maybe he can make that leap in college. Disaster. Okay, you go bring in Doug Peterson. Got a Super Bowl. Knows offense. Disaster. Can Liam Cohen be that guy? I also like the Falcons, though, with your number two pick.
Billy Bowman out of Oklahoma, they got, who I think is a stud at safety, ball hawk. And they got your boy, Kobe Bryant.
They did, who my son continues to reach out to and try to get him to get stuff. He asked him for a jersey, and he said, stay tuned for giveaways. My number two, New England Patriots.
I got him on there, too. That was my last team.
My number two are the New England Patriots. I like Vrabel. Obviously, we're big Drake May fans over here. You just felt like with Gerard Mayo, maybe he was just a little bit in over his head.
That's exactly what I was
saying.
All right,
it's kind of what it felt like with
players,
him.
Players, coach, he's trying to get it, but as far as there's a lot more that goes into coaching than being a player's
I
coach.
Don't know that you can be a player's coach with a team that's that young and that bad.
Yeah.
Okay, because
so do you like what they did with the draft? Like, as far as, I guess you do, based on you saying they're going to be better.
No, I do. I do. Now, you know, I'm
Will
a little
Campbell, Travion Henderson.
I love the Will Campbell pick. Love the Will Campbell pick. The Stephon Diggs signing does concern me a little bit.
I think even Stephon Diggs would say he probably has been the best offseason.
No. Well, I mean, look, keep the pink booger sugar in your pocket, and we're not having this conversation, okay? Like, and oh, by the way, who's the cameraman?
Hopefully it's not your boy.
Like, it's got to be your boy. I mean, who you letting some rando on the boat to just record you with women?
That's funny. That I was talking about that. I don't know if we've talked about it. I don't know if you've been on the air, but
Just we mentioned it briefly last Monday.
It's pretty much the worst scenario that you're the one with the most money. Oh. You buy the boat. Hands you got down. Girls doing their thing.
Hey.
You're off the clock. Do what you want.
God bless you.
The camera?
What are we doing? Like, what? Like, Stefan, the one thing you can't do is flash the pink booger sugar in front of the cameraman. And what's the one thing you do?
If someone wants to record from three boats over and get a blurry video, and you can say, hey, that wasn't me. Hey, that's
not I had Sweet and Low. We were sipping coffee. Duh. But
the
Hello.
Camera's as close as me and Fred right now.
I mean, come
clear
on.
As day.
And just all over it. And
you're calling him father.
And you're sitting there leaning there. So, yeah, Stefan. And, oh, by the way, they brought you into New England to be the elder statesman in the wide receiver room. Like, you're supposed to set the tone.
Think about this wide receiver room. Stephon Diggs, who we just spoke about.
Yeah.
Matt Collins, who's the guy who wears no shoes and doesn't shower, the whole nine. Kayshawn Boutte, remember the guy from LSU that got in trouble for betting? That's their wide receiver.
Okay. Coach. Okay.
Kendrick Bourne.
Who I don't mind.
And DeMario Douglas. And Jalen Polk.
You got some dogs on that team, though. I like DeMario Douglas, and I
like
Kendrick
Bourne. They actually have a gajillion receivers. I just listed all of those. They also have...
they brought a couple undrafted free agents,
Javon
too,
Baker
didn't
from UCF.
Okay.
They got Kyle Williams, the kid out of Washington that everyone was kind of raving about leading up to the draft. And then some other guys that nobody knows. Jeremiah Webb.
No, they're bringing in some guy. I mean, look, that was a rough sell last year with that wide receiver room.
They have 12 guys listed on the roster.
No, I'm here for it. I mean, look, and that's the one thing you know about a guy like a Vrabel. He's going to have
competition. What did you have a last team? That was my last team was the Pats.
My number one team, the Carolina
Panthers. Wow, we had
Panthers.
The same one. We had the same last two. I had the Panthers as well. Xavier Legette, him and Glorilla.
I like Xavier Legette, but more importantly, I just like Dave Canales. Yeah, I like too. Dave Canales. I love what Bryce Young was able to do in the second half of the season. I think there's something to be said for this kid hitting rock bottom or whatever you want to call it that first year, going through it. And the fact that he was able to come back and play football at the level he did last year, throwing dots, throwing lasers across the field, looking like a kid that was supposed to be the number one pick. I think that speaks to his resiliency, but more importantly, I think that speaks to Dave Canales. I mean, look, you've now brought back two quarterbacks in the last three seasons.
And they got a litany of draft picks. They got Nick Scorton. They got Princely, who I'm not even going to say his last name. And then on the offensive side, they brought in Rico Dowdle. They got Trevor Etienne out of Georgia.
Yeah.
And then they got the receivers, Jimmy Horn Jr. that played in Colorado with Shador Sanders and Tet McMillan out of Arizona. So. They're going to have a new-looking team.
No, they absolutely will. And last but certainly not least on the Carolina Panther front is, you know, I mean, look, Tampa Bay's good, but they're a year older as far as that wide receiving core is concerned. Chris Godwin finds a way to get hurt every season. All right. I mean, it took Mike Evans literally to the very last play of the season to get 1,000 yards, which, hey, look, God bless him. So, you know.
Bro, what is it with them drafting another receiver?
Who's that?
Tampa Bay. When they had Jalen McMillan, who went off of them as their wide receiver three last year.
Yeah.
Wide receiver two once everyone got hurt.
Right.
They got that same trio, and then they went and drafted another guy this year.
Well.
And the first, Emeka. They drafted Emeka Buka in the first round.
I mean, I think it's one of them things where offensively, I mean, look, you can never have enough good wide receivers.
And I guess at some point, like Mike Evans.
Well, Mike Evans, I mean, come on, bro.
They're counting the days down before one of them hurts himself, retires.
Look, Godwin's going to get hurt. Okay. The day ends in Y, Godwin getting hurt, and Mike Evans is finally starting to show his age. Yeah. Right?
I guess you're like a Mecca, you're the future.
You need some youth and a little bit of juice in that offense, and you certainly
got
it.
So you don't mind kind of drafting ahead of time? Like, obviously, they don't need it now, but they're going to need it maybe 2 years from now.
Oh, I think you do need it now. Absolutely. Okay. And, oh, by the way, I mean, okay, so you go to a four wide receiver set. Hey, are you going to do, I mean, you can do a lot worse than those four guys.
You don't
think
they had other needs? That's kind of my point. It's like, hey, yes, he might be the best player available, but we can get a receiver in 2 years when we really need it versus we need a defensive player because they need some defense.
They do. I mean, I'm not disputing that either, but I think you're also in a situation now where it's like, look, you can win that division, right? And again, that tells me all I need to know about Chris Godwin.
Yeah.
Like, you can't trust Chris Godwin. You just can't.
Drafting Emeka Buka.
I mean,
wide receiver like three or four.
That's it.
In the first round. And when you already got three good receivers.
Here's the bottom line. You can't trust your first two receivers. And so, I mean, look, and then what are you going to do if God forbid, one of those guys gets hurt? All right, coming up next, a little Fair Foul, your text messages and more. Don't go anywhere. It is the fan.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
And after dark. You know what that music means, boys and girls. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. It's time for a little fair foul, ladies and germs. We're going to throw a story out there, and you, the Tolos, the Fatties, or the casual observer will tell us whether you agree with it being fair foul. I've got a fair foul. Ross, you got a fair foul?
I do not, but let me stew
just,
on
just,
it.
Just percolate in that little brain of yours. I'm sure one will pop out. Does my guy, the Blake Elliott, have one?
Always.
All right, let me, this is a story that's taking the world by storm. Call it the Mile Cry Club. A Delta passenger has been ripped up and down online after griping about a baby throwing a screaming fit on a plane. He detailed the meltdown in a video with more than 15 million views on X. The clip shows Pat McAuliffe, a contributor for Barstool Sports, grimacing in his seat as the tot is heard wailing behind him. Quote, if your child is screaming on a flight that's late with no AC and hasn't taken off yet, Delta, show it a bleeping phone, he exclaimed. Brain rot the baby on TikTok until it's quiet. Is that too much to ask?
Bless you.
Excuse me.
Just dramatic effect.
I'm convinced there's asbestos in this building.
I'm convinced, even though your mic is muted, everyone could hear that.
I'm sure
it was so loud.
It's a grown man sneeze. Thank you very much. McAuliffe added in a follow-up post that while he felt bad for the parents, at some point they needed to try something new to quell the tyke's tantrum.
Was it tyke being the toddler?
Tyke being the toddler. Quote, walk his ass up and down the aisle.
Wow.
Distract him. Do something. The Barstool writer suggested, it's still going on. Simply praying it'll stop is not acceptable. In a third post, he said, at what point does this become a medical emergency? It's been 2 hours. McAuliffe's complaints didn't resonate with ex-commenters, many of whom accused him of overreacting. Fair or foul? Accosting parents and criticizing them for their baby that's crying in the background on a two-hour flight?
No, that's completely the parents' fault.
So you're saying it's fair?
Yeah, it's fair. I am shut your baby up. No.
Spoken like someone who's never had a child.
If you're going to be on a plane,
yeah,
and you don't have a pacifier ready or don't have the training ready,
well,
then don't get on a plane. As simple as that. You don't have to get on the plane.
You don't.
You know where your baby
no
is
training.
Possible.
Training. Now, I'll agree with you on the pacifier part.
You don't know how to control your baby?
Now, the baby may not want the pacifier. Sometimes the baby may be teething. That's my guess.
Put your thumb in there
teething.
Then, buddy.
Okay, that's not... Again, you're speaking like someone who's never had a teething. And again, my guess is if it's a child that small. Now, if it's a toddler, okay, we've got some concern about that, right?
Maybe I'm just the wrong person to ask.
If it's an infant, especially if the baby's teething, I can understand that. That's a tough, plus, you know, you get the pressure, baby's little head, whatever.
People did hear your sneeze.
I'm sure they did.
No one said I'm concerned for Blake's safety due to that monster sneeze.
That's right. Damn right you are. I say it's foul. Look, no one wants their baby to cry on a plane. In fact, look, we could go to our own Zach Wolchuk, who one of the first interactions Zach and I had when I was new to the fan, he was talking about, and his little baby was, I want to say, just like 6 or 7 months old.
Everyone was just telling me to put my headphones on. That's what I would do anyway. But I'm putting myself in this hypothetical where we're complaining about babies making noise. I got soundproof headphones. Your boy.
Yeah.
Hey, you could have 20 babies crying. Your boy ain't hearing not a thing.
True. No, and look, I appreciate that. Again, I'm going to say it's foul to accost the parents and criticize them. You don't, no parent. Now, if the parent, if they're walking the baby up and down the aisle and the kids, I mean, the parents are trying to do everything they possibly can. All right.
Bad parenting.
That's a hard spot to be in. Now, as somebody who's taken an infant child on a plane, all right, not once but twice.
Were they crying the whole time?
Please. Please.
Come on, because.
Look, let me tell you something. Dad Fred?
See,
my kids?
See,
what?
That's the thing. That's.
If
you're an alpha,
baby.
The baby respects
what?
The alpha.
Baby.
You know that. You know what? Babies can read
baby.
That well.
Because my kids know better. Okay,
same
my
with,
kids.
Same with
my kids are him and her. Thank
same.
You very much.
Same with pets. They can. They. You know. They. If a dog or cat doesn't respect you, not giving alpha energy.
That's it. That's
especially
it.
If it's a big dog.
Blake said it's all a mindset.
Again,
it is all a mindset. How you carry yourself around the house, man. The baby sees it. My dad's a punk.
Now the only. Now the only thing I'm gonna say.
I'm gonna get my snacks.
Okay, look.
I'm
the only
get my
thing
snacks.
I'm gonna say in the parent's defense is if the child's teething. And if your kid's teething, I don't give a damn what you give that kid. You can walk that. You can run a marathon with that kid. When a kid's teething and they want to, and they don't want to stop crying, Ambisol, whiskey shot. I don't care what it takes. No, that's what they did in the old school days. All right.
Unless it was
little
a
tussin.
Unless it was a work trip or emergency, then don't get on the plane at that point. If it's
you don't
a,
have a choice whether you can take your kid on a plane with you.
No, yeah, you do.
No,
I'm
you
saying
don't.
If it was a work trip, understandable. If it was an emergency, understandable. If we're just going on a vacation and we've got our teething child that we can't control and he starts crying on the plane, then that's on the parent. I'm sorry.
You don't know. You don't expect
you
your
don't
kid to start.
You just told me that, I'm guessing it's common parent knowledge that when they're this teething age, that they're pretty uncontrollable.
Well, yeah, I know this after the fact. I mean, my kid's 22 and 17, so it's been a few years since my kid. I mean, my kids both have full sets of teeth
they,
now.
They should
have
read a book.
We're
they
good.
Should listen to Fan After Dark and read a book because they're on experience. They go on the plane. They make a bad experience for everyone. Know how to handle your children.
So, Fred, real quick question for you.
Yeah.
So, since you've had kids,
yeah.
So let's say that this guy is speaking straight facts right now. There is not a lie detected. So if this
right.
baby went off for, you said it was a two-hour flight for 2 hours
I think
straight?
I think the flight was 3 hours, and the kid didn't stop crying for two.
So if the kid goes on for 2 hours straight.
That's insane. Though.
Yeah, I was about to say, like that.
My kid's never cried that long.
Like, that's like a special kind of fit, you would think, right?
Maybe the kid's colicky.
Yeah, like, or maybe just like some sort of like illness, like ear infection.
Well, it could be an ear infection. Maybe his ears popped in the plane.
Right,
I mean, you
and
don't
that's just
know.
Messing him up or messing them up. Like,
well, it's so a child.
That's the one thing I will
Excuses.
Say in defense is that, like, you know, sometimes like kids, babies, they're just going to have that fit.
That's I'm it. Yawning.
But I will say, in fairness to the guy, yeah. One time I was flying back from Maui and it was like, we had two babies
Humble
on the
brag.
Flight, and it was like, It was a humble brag.
Flying back from Hawaii.
First class.
I was a little bit of sunburn in my shoulders. Too.
Listen,
anyway,
man,
I digress.
I was just trying to listen to Load by Metallica. And these babies were like literally like a chorus back and forth. Like one stopped crying, the other started crying. It seemed like it went on for most of the flight. So I do understand him where it's just like, man, I'm trying to sleep. I'm trying to relax, reload.
Did you have a gun on the plane?
No. I literally said I was listening to Load by Metallica.
He can't.
I was trying to get him in trouble.
I'll give him that, you know, like it's one of those things where it's like, you kind of do want to like take it easy and like, you know, just relax on a plane.
I understand
that frustration, but at the same time, like, and about this guy, you can tell he doesn't have a kid because he's saying these things.
Look, 100%. I see both sides of it. All right.
Nurture versus nature.
You know what?
Take better care of your kids.
I can't wait for when you have kids. I really can't wait for when. I know your baby's going to be healthy, a bouncing baby, whatever the hell it is, boy or girl. Yeah. And I hope when you take it on a plane, that kid screams its ass off.
And if he does, he'll be screaming even louder because he's going to have a belt right up on him. So he can scream twice now.
You're going to beat an infant. sick bastard, you.
No, I'm not.
Beating an infant.
I got a fair foul for you.
I'm disgusted with you.
Speaking of babies, I got a baby.
Beating an infant with a belt, fair foul.
I got another fair foul for you. And I'm sure everyone, he has no idea what he's talking about. I believe that if your child acts bad, it's on you as a parent. I don't know what else to tell you.
Okay.
You can give me a million excuses.
So anytime you acted bad, that was on Kim?
I think it's a reflection of my
mother. Wow.
I got to look at myself the same. I think all the people that...
Dare you to go tell your mom this.
Seriously.
My mom knows what the deal is. I'm candid with Tolo Kim.
Shaking her head now.
If you do something... A lot of times, I think it's a reflection of how your parents raised you. They either allowed or they didn't allow it.
Sometimes you can't help a screaming baby.
Maybe.
Not maybe I could.
But the baby, you know, is fearful of what punishment may come or not.
Oh, yeah, because the 9-month-old child knows if I don't shut up, I'm getting beat.
Okay, well, I didn't say beat. I just said punishment.
You literally said you'd beat the kid 2 seconds ago.
I didn't say that. Okay, 11 baby names that are banned in the U.S.
Whoa, banned?
Yeah.
How do you ban a baby name?
You want to guess any of the names that are banned
in the
U.S.?
As long as it ain't Fred and Blake, we're good.
You want to guess? I think y'all can get some of these.
I'm afraid to ask what those 11 names are. No,
they're all names we can say. Maybe one of them I won't say, but the other 10, the other 10 I can say.
Lucifer.
Nope.
Adolf.
Adolf Hitler is banned. Yes. You cannot name your baby that in the U.S.
You can't?
You cannot.
So no
the U.S.
Adolf,
court system
no
has
Adolf
ruled,
Elliot.
The U.S. court system has ruled these 11 baby names are illegal.
That's a wild
name. So that's one.
Name,
you
want to
guess
Adolf
any
Elliot.
Other ones? Ross, help him out. Help him out.
Saddam. So you could name your baby Saddam?
Yep.
Saddam
There's
Elliott.
10 other names that are banned in the U.S.
Here's little Saddam Davis.
I was going to guess UBL.
Nope.
Let's see.
Y'all
I was going to say Osama.
Nope.
You can name your baby Osama.
You can.
Osama
There's some
Davis.
Like heavy hitters that I'm. That should be the first ones off your off
Interesting.
Your mind. Think spirituality for almost all of these.
Well, we know Jesus isn't on that list. Really? Jesus is on that
not,
list.
Not, you can, not just Jesus. Many, not just Jesus.
Jesus Christ?
There you go.
You can't name your kid Jesus Christ.
You cannot.
What if I hyphenate it?
I'm looking at it. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ Davis.
Is banned in the U.S.
I don't.
What if you double hyphen it? Jesus says, Christ.
What
superstar.
About Muhammad? Is Muhammad banned?
Nope.
So I can name my kid Muhammad, but I can't name my kid Jesus Christ?
Correct.
What kind of world are we living in right now?
You can name it Muhammad, but you can't name it Like, you can name it Jesus, but you can't name it Jesus Christ.
Can't name it Jesus Christ.
I'm naming my kid
You can
Jesus.
Name it.
The next kid
you know,
I have, I'm
Another
naming
spiritual
Jesus
name
Christ.
You cannot name your kid is Messiah.
I feel like I've been in a strip club where the girl's name was Messiah.
Now, maybe she wasn't born in the U.S.
I think she was.
So, Messiah.
In fact, I want to
did
say
you ever consider that's just
say,
her
I'm
stage name.
I'm pretty sure it was a trailer park. But
do you want to guess any other? You want me to just tell you?
Well, hurry up and tell us, or do you want to tell us on the other side?
I can tell you.
Tell us on the other side. Tell us on
Some
the other,
other
side.
Names that are
Fair
banned.
Foul. You can't name your kid Jesus Christ. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. When we come back, let's do a little NFL After Dark. And what are the other eight names you can't name your child? Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.